So settling yourself for yoga nidra and taking stock of how your body is, how you think it might like to be, checking that it's as comfortable as it would like to be for now. And if it's not quite comfortable, then alter it in some way. And know that if during the practice you would like to be in a different position, then please feel free to do so. That's just fine. Noticing how it is to be in this room at this time. What are the sensations, for instance, of hearing? What's that like? What are you able to hear? There's the sound of my voice, but there might be all sorts of other sounds that you can hear from far away, from close to, from in between, other people, mechanical sounds. There might be birds at some point. They're all part of a soundscape just for you. You might hear the sound of your own breathing. You might hear the breathing of other people in the room. And so, even though there's the generalization of, you know, everyone here can hear my voice, actually you'll all hear it in slightly a different way. And everything else you hear is in just a slightly different way. It's your personal soundscape. Just as this is your practice, it's your experience, and anything I say is a suggestion that you can follow or not. But the nature of yoga nidra is that even if you're not following it, even if your mind goes somewhere else, there will be part of your deeper mind that will be listening and will get the benefits of the practice. So it's a real win-win situation. You can listen very carefully, very attentively, or you can drift off. That's, either is fine. But for now, the suggestion is that you notice how your hands are and whether they're comfortable, and what the sensations are of air covering different coverings of different parts of the hand, what the hand's resting on, this hand, that hand, all the sensations, and then letting that awareness go up the arms, how they are. Noticing how the back of the head is and the whole of the back, shoulder blades, the buttocks, some of the spine on the ground, some of the spine not on the ground. You know, the back is not flat, so some of it will be in contact and some of it won't. Some of it a little bit more in contact and some of it a little less in contact. And then there are the legs. How are the legs, how are the feet? Are the heels resting or are the heels floating? Are the toes free to move or are they cuddled up inside a blanket? You know, all these different things that can be noticed. And perhaps setting an intention for this practice to be nurturing and welcoming. Welcoming all there is and nurturing all you are. Noticing how this body that's resting is breathing. Perhaps noticing whether the in-breath and the out-breath are roughly the same length, and if they're not, perhaps encouraging that to happen without forcing, without demanding, just a suggestion. It can be very helpful to have the breath in and the breath out roughly equal. It could be very helpful to notice the place where the breath changes from an in-breath to an out-breath. It has a character all of its own. And it can be very useful to notice, very helpful to notice where the out-breath changes to the in-breath. That also has a character all of its own. The in-breath is full of life, full of energy, and then it has to change to a surrender as the breath goes out, emptying the body. And once the body is empty, the breath has to change gear to bring fresh energy in. And it does this all without you having to tell it. It's been doing that all your life. Your constant companion, welcoming in the in-breath and welcoming in the out-breath. And now we'll do a journey around the body, following my voice, if that suits, starting on the thumb of one hand and moving to the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the little finger, all the fingers and thumb of that hand, to the palm of the hand and the back of the hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, the armpit, side of the body, waist, hip, thigh, back of the thigh, knee, behind the knee, shin, calf, the ankle on this first side, sole of the foot, upper foot, and the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. And the whole of that side, the whole of the first side. And then bringing attention over to the second side, to the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, palm of the hand and the back of the hand, the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, the other side, armpit, side of the body, waist, hip, thigh, back of the thigh, knee, behind the knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, upper, and the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and fifth toe, the whole of this other side, the whole of one side, the whole of the other side, and then at the back of the body, one buttock, the other buttock, the back of the waist, the back of the ribs, one shoulder blade, the other shoulder blade, back of the neck and back of the head, and on to the crown of the head. One temple, the other temple, one eyebrow, the other eyebrow, one eyelid, the other eyelid, one ear, the other ear, one cheek, the other cheek, one jaw, the other jaw, one nostril, the other nostril, and the upper lip, the lower lip, the lips together, the chin, throat, one collarbone, other collarbone, breastbone, one side of the chest, other side of the chest, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, and the whole of the front of the body, the whole of the back of the body, the whole of one side, the whole of the other side, the whole body resting, the whole body resting, the whole body resting, and the resting body in space, space all around. And the body resting solid on the support. Spaciousness all round. And the body resting solid on the supports underneath it. And the body breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Perhaps counting each breath out as it leaves the body, starting with the number 11 and working backwards. And then leave the counting wherever you've got to, just leave it. And perhaps imagine that you are being cared for, that there is something very soothing, maybe warm water with lavender in it, or a lovely oil, body oil with essential oils in it. So whatever the texture is, maybe a feather or a piece of really soft cloth, something that feels really good to you and smells really good, and it's going to anoint in whatever way is good for you. The thumb on one hand, and it's going to move to all the fingers as if they could be curled up into a little soft fist, as if this wonderful feeling could be in the palm of your hand with your fingers just gently closed over it, like a baby holding a finger. And then this wonderful feeling can move up round your wrist, all the way around your wrist, the inside of the wrist, the outside of the wrist, the knobbly bits, the smooth bits, all the way up your forearm. Your elbow, the knobbly bit on the outside and the soft bit on the inside. The musculature of your upper arm. And all around your shoulder, kind of a gentle massaging feeling all around your shoulder, the outside of the shoulder. This wonderful feeling now going inside the armpit. And then it goes all the way over to the other hand, round the thumb. This wonderful anointing feeling with the oil or the sweet smelling water or the soft cloth or even light, however it feels good to you, all the way around the fingers into the palm, letting the fingers be gently wrapped around the palm and whatever it's holding, and then all the way around the wrist, the forearm, the knob of the elbow, the soft place inside the elbow, the upper arm, and all the way around the shoulder and into the armpit. And then this wonderful feeling going all the way down one side of the body and all the way down the other side of the body. Coming to the leg on one side, wrapping itself in the most delicious way around the thigh and into the back of the knee, and then over onto the kneecap, all the way down the shin and around the musculature of the calf, to the knobbly bits of the ankle, and the little concave parts of the ankle at the side, each side. This delicious feeling all the way around the heel, and underneath the arch, and on top of the arch, and all the way around your toes. Delicious, wonderful feeling. And all the way to the other thigh, all the way around the front of the thigh and the back of the thigh, underneath the knee, on top of the kneecap, round the kneecap, down the shin, all the way around the muscles of the calf, and the knobbly bits of the ankle, and then the little concave parts each side of the ankle. This delicious, wonderful sensation all the way around the heel and in the sole of the foot, across the top of the arch of the foot and all the way around the toes. And as if the whole of the back of your body could sink into a whole bed of this deliciousness, completely supported by this wonderful, delicious sensation that's just for you. And as if the whole of the front of your body could be bathed in it, water or oil or light, or covered in this wonderful cloth. And then with the utmost tenderness to that space between the eyebrows, the utmost tenderness over the top eyelid on one side and the bottom eyelid on that side, the top eyelid on the other side and the bottom eyelid on the other side, so tenderly where they join, and all over one cheek and the other cheek, all round the ears, squirrely bits of the ears right deep inside, and the other ear all the way around the squirrely bits and deep inside and behind the ears and all the way down the length of the nose to the tip of the nose and all the way around the outside edge of the nostril, one nostril, the other nostril, being so sensitive to where the nostril is inside and the nostril is outside, that edge. And then very gently, very sweetly onto the upper lip and the lower lip, and sensing where the two lips meet. The whole of the body anointed and resting. All of it accepted. All of it taken care of. All of it welcomed and nurtured. And rest in that for a while. And then with your body so welcomed, so accepted, so nurtured by this practice, perhaps begin to make your way back to a more ordinary state, knowing that you can bring all the benefits of the practice with you, that they can stay with you, they are part of you. Letting the breath deepen, letting fingers and toes begin to move, coming back so gently, so sweetly, back, coming back, coming back, knowing that you have been practicing Yoga Nidra, and the practice for now is over. Thank you for listening.